Vespers. We'd like you all to join us. Our leaders tonight are the elementary kids, and we will start with Everybody Love My Jesus, and you follow along as soon as you catch on. It should take about 3 seconds. Right, now that you're all warmed up, we'll let you in on what's happening tonight. Lois Brokering was a longtime member of the Holden community. She and her husband Herbert came often in the summers to teach and share their gifts. Lois died in a car accident this summer. Her life was cut tragically short. She still had much to share with the world, and in particular with the young people she loved so dearly. I have been especially struck by her untimely death since she and Herb are members of my previous congregation. Visiting with Herbert a few days after she died, I felt we needed to honor her in some way here at Holden, since the connection is so very close. We remember her in worship tonight as a way of expressing with one another our sadness at her death, our gratitude for her life, and as a way of publicly acknowledging her efforts on behalf of children and all people. We share this time of worship with her husband, Herb, who will be getting this Vespers on a CD. Lois was a prolific writer of music, particularly children's songs. Tonight we will share some of her music as a way of honoring her gifts, her vocation of music writer and worker with children, and her life as a child of God. We acknowledge in this time that many here share some of these gifts and parts of these callings, and we hope to honor each of those individuals as well. We remember Lois tonight and hold her up as a fellow worker with us in the realm of God by sharing some of her music, much of which was written here or inspired by time here at Holden. We hope these songs and scripture verses will inspire those assembled here now.
The following hymn was written by Herb and Lois Brokering. It was inspired by the summer theme from Holden Village, Something is Afoot in the Universe.
Thank you. A reading from Psalms. O Adonai, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all of earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what human beings that you are than God. You are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them. Yet you have made them little lower than God and crowned them in the glory of honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O God, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all of earth. The word of life.
The song Little Rock is a history song, the history of a little rock. Every single stone has a long story, its own story. We all look at rocks wondering where they were shaped and formed and colored. All ages of people ask rocks, where have you been? Geologists make this question their life work. This song can help us focus, ponder, and wonder. The stanzas build from wonder to wonder, rock stories and star stories and tree stories, and then it moves to girl stories and to boy stories. Little Lord, the last stanza, makes the song complete.
You're going to help us again. And as Herb said in the letter to Emily, this song was born here at Holden.
A reading from Isaiah. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Most High, as the waters cover the sea. The word of life.
The lamb is a beloved biblical image. It stirs tenderness and gentleness in us. It arouses our affection and sympathy. The lamb can remind us of Christ, the Lamb of God. Sheep, between green pastures and blue skies, may remind us of pastoral psalms or hymns. Little lamb, who made you? This is a question to the lamb, to all creatures, and to us. It is also a question we ask of Jesus, who sent you and why? This is a good song for every day. It is good for the morning when we plan our direction for the day. It is good for the evening when we think of our purpose in life. It is a good baptism song. Who sent you? What a Christmas question. It was asked of Jesus near the time of his death. He asked it at Easter as we ask it at baptism.
Lois loved Christmas. Her love of children and creativity and joyfulness in all things stemmed from a sense of Christmas being every day. Who Made You, that the kids just sang, is just one example of how Christmas was woven into everyday occurrences for Lois and Herb. Lois had a special love for the children of Bethlehem, where she visited often, who inspired her deep zeal for peace in the Middle East. Christmas Lutheran Church in Bethlehem and care for the children there has been a long-abiding passion for Lois. Her sense of the promise of peace, which comes from the promises of Christmas, has been the fuel for this zeal. We would be remiss to not include a specifically Christmas tune in remembrance of Lois's life and writings.
Jesus, the baby of Bethlehem, lay in a manger and later lay in the garden. We know the whole story. It is the story of the baby born and the man buried and raised. Birth and resurrection are the span of life for us, too. This song reminds us that we have the same lifeline, the cycle of Christmas and Easter.
Baby of Bethlehem, asleep in the cave, send me the Spirit to make my heart brave. Baby of Bethlehem, asleep in the strengthen my will. Baby of Bethlehem, asleep on the earth. Baby spirit, to wake in rebirth. Baby of Bethlehem, asleep in
reading from Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. The word of life.
Lois Brokering exhibited these gifts in abundance. She was filled with a deep love for children, a joy in creating and in creation, peace in her soul and a desire for peace in the world, patience in her relationships, kindness to all she encountered, generosity of her spirit and her time, showing faithfulness to God by passing on her faith in God to the generations who came after her, and self-control, which anyone who works with children knows is required. We honor tonight not just Lois Brokering, but we honor all those who have and who share these same gifts. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We honor all those tonight who have and share these same gifts, whether they work with little people or big people.
Love, love, love has been sung at weddings, funerals, congregational meetings, college chapel services, camps, ordinations, baptisms, and Sunday schools. Its theme is basic. Our love for each other flows from God and is a response to God's love for us. It enables us to accept ourselves as God blesses us with forgiveness. Out of this wealth of feeling, we are able to reach out to mother, father, sister, brother, whether they be blood relatives or family of God. Be sure to sing and shout and clap. The whole world needs to hear this message. The text is direct and engaging, and the music is catchy and easy to remember. Families and extended families find this song truly says what family wants to be.
Thank you. Holy